Girl boss, boss lady, girl power. Many women use these terms to describe themselves. For them, they mean empowerment, strength. But there's also critics who say this language can have negative effects. Bridget Clark is advocacy coordinator at the St. John's Status of Women Council. She says while the council supports everyone in their preferred choice of words, she thinks it's important to be critical about language.
Terms like girl boss or boss lady are definitely gendered because, unfortunately, the term boss is so deeply connected to male-dominated workforces and positions of power.
Allison Stokes is an assistant professor of sociology at Memorial University. She explains why some women like to use this language.
Part of it is about trying to signal to other women and create community to build each other up in that way.
Stokes explains why she finds some terms problematic.
I really hate the term girl boss because girl is a term for a child, and that's infantilizing, and that's not what you want to hear in a leader. So that term in particular, I think, is even more problematic than a woman CEO.
Clark agrees. She says this language also isn't necessarily inclusive.
When you hear terms like girl boss and boss lady, I think that there's a very clear image or association that many of us have in connection to terms like that. And it might not mean someone who's working 3 part-time jobs on a minimum wage to support their family.
Whether you think of yourself as girl boss, woman leader, or simply as boss, how impactful words can be shows much still needs to be done to achieve equality and empowerment of women in society and in people's heads. For Kicker News, I'm Henrike Wilhelm.